Blog Talk Radio.
To my father upstairs, thank you, Lord, for life, for life.
Good morning. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You're listening to the program Let's Talk. And today we have a very interesting program for you, so keep that dial tuned in because Bismarck is on your radio. We're going to play a couple of songs before we get into the discussion so that everybody can tune in and have a piece of the pie. Hey, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk
101.3. Na na, na na, na na. Yeah. Some people say love is good. Some say love is sweet. Yeah. Some people find love at first sight. Some people go through life looking for love. Yeah, yeah, how long you been waiting for the right one to come your way? Ooh, yeah, tell me how long you been waiting for Mr. Right, sweep you off your feet. Oh, nah, baby, don't be
10:08 right here on the program Let's Talk on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. That was the song Waiting by Jody Clark, LIB recording artist. Nice song. Love it. Like I said, we have a very interesting program for you. We are going to be discussing the CPP in Liberia. Yuri, Yumley, and Boyka falsely accused Cummins, Mr. Cummins. So we're going to be discussing that. It's been a big issue in Liberia, the false allegation, till Mr. Alexander Cummins of the ANC came out and spoke the truth. A very honest, honest man. Transparent with integrity. Mr. Cummins, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Yeah.
That was the song, My Liberian Girl, by Sugar Vaughn, LIB recording artist. The time is now 10:14, and you're listening to the program Let's Talk, right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And this is your host, Bismarck. Let's get into a song by Hosni Bronx. It's called My Life. Check it out.
Yes, I Rastafari. I need your love so much. I want to be with you. Your love is my life.
Fight in this world, we cannot suffer. You know
Yeah, that's nice. Houston and Bronx. Yeah, that song's hot, man. Yeah, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And you're listening to the program, Let's Talk. Let me shout out to some friends of Radio Talk 101.3. Hey, L.I.B. Witu, what's up? Joshua Nangwe, a young Liberian in Liberia making positive changes with the youth, leading the youth into productive, you know, and constructive development programs. Let me say morning to the people, or good afternoon to the people of Liberia, because the time in Liberia now, it's around 2-something. It's about 10:21 in the East Coast of the United States, where we're broadcasting from. And we want to say good afternoon to the people, the loving people of Liberia. There's Bismarck right here, bringing you a very interesting program concerning the what the Liberian people call Wahala, concerning the issue of the false allegation made by members of the CPP, including that was propagated by Yuri, Mr. Ben Nayuri of the ALP, and then followed by Senator Yongle Kanga, who also made a press, gave a press statement where she falsely made some allegations against Mr. Alexander V. Cummings, standard bearer of the ANC, and also Mr. or former Vice President Joseph Newman Boyka, who sat there as the eldest, as a former vice president, and didn't say nothing. All through the allegations, all through the insults, the accusations, the indictment, as Mr. Cummins said, he was indicted by the chairman of the CPP. Senator Yomli Kanga. The number to call in is 563-999-3612. You can call in to give your opinion on the issues, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or a family member. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. People of Liberia, this is something the Liberian people have to seriously, you know, think about, and do not dismiss it, because these are actions shown to you that they are showing you now that they are going to do if you give them the presidency. Liberian people, these are the signs before you make your decision. You own the company. The company is Liberia. The company of Liberia is owned by the Liberian people. You decide who becomes the president of the company, the CEO, or whatever. You decide. And in 2023, you are going to be hiring a new president of your company, Liberia. I'm just trying to give you it in a way that you can easily understand what I'm trying to say. Because the decision you will make in 2023 will create a better life for you all will create a disastrous situation. As you can already see what's happening in Liberia. You can see what's happening. You can feel it. The condition of Liberians, the poverty rate, how many poor people. The poverty rate is high, very high. And when you look at the members of government, how they're living, there's a vast difference. There's a big difference between those who have it and those who don't. And the poverty rate is around 85%. Extreme poverty, you know, maybe down to above 60%. But look, Liberian people, this is serious. You have to decide your future, your destiny, your future of your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren that will come after you. This is very important because the trajectory Liberia is taking, the path Liberia is on, the way Liberia is going right now, is on a dangerous and destructive path. So I come to speak to you people, you Liberian people, because of what has transpired, what happened. We all know what happened. How the leader of the ALP, Mr. Benin Ayure, made the allegation that the framework document was altered, was tampered with, that things in the document was changed. And it was changed unknown to the rest of the members of the CPP. I mean, the rest of the representing standard bearers of the CPP. That is Yuri, Yumley, and Boyka. Yuri was saying that they didn't know about the changes that were made in the document. And there were changes that were made that he alleged. And these changes, he claimed, were made under the chairmanship of Mr. Alexander B. Cummings of the ANC. Now, don't forget, on the 19th of May, the document was signed via Zoom. And the document was created under the chairmanship of Mr. Benin Ayure, who on that same day of signing by Zoom, which means they signed through internet because they all were not at the same place during the COVID. And on the 19th was when Mr. Cummings took over the chairmanship of the CPP on the same day of the Zoom signing. Very interesting. And during Mr. Cummings' statement to the press and to the nation, he said there were no notes that were given him by the previous chairman, which was Mr. Benin Ayure. He turned over the document, but not the notes that led up to the document. Now, Cummings, there was an issue in the document under the leadership of Mr. Benny Nyerere that Mr. Cummings insisted that needed to be addressed, that was against the laws of the Republic, labor law. Discrimination. You cannot discriminate in labor practices. You can't hire people based on discrimination. So that clause in there, in the framework, had to be revisited. It was decided amongst the members, the four leading members, the four leading standard bearers, Mr. Cummings, Mr. Yuri, Mr. Cummings of ANC, Mr. Yu of ALP, Yomli Kanga of LP, and Mr. Joseph Newman Boyka of the Unity Party. It was decided amongst them that they should turn this document over to the lawyers to look it over and make changes if necessary, and to add the legal language to the document that gives it the legal foundation. Now, in the whole document, there was nothing changed. As Wade Powell stated during her interview on the Spoon Network TV, she is a member of the Liberty Party, I think an executive member. She serves in the executive branch, I think. And she's also serving in the executive branch of the CPP. She stated that, if I'm not making a mistake, I think that's her position, with both Liberty Party and CPP, because Senator Yomli Kanga is her standard bearer. Ms. Wade Powell said that she looked over the document. They looked over the document, and there was nothing in the document that was changed. And she's from Liberty Party now. Mind you, she's from Liberty Party, from Yomli Kanga's party. And she said the allegation against Mr. Cummings was false. It was a lie. Now, this is a situation where an honest man who was born in Liberia, just as any other Liberian, went through the same growing up like any other Liberian, did the same things, ran around the yard, played in the neighborhood, played in the sand, on the field, you know. Mom, dad called him and screamed at him. You know, normal growing up as a normal Liberian kid, but was very interested in education. So he sought his education as he was growing up. And when he got his education, he then decided to pursue a higher education. And mind you, at the time, it was around the same time during the war and all of that, where a lot of Liberians were escaping from Liberia. He was abroad. Mr. Cummings was abroad. He had gone to school, gotten his education, higher education, work his way up the ladder, works his way up the ladder from the bottom all the way to the top as a vice president of a Fortune 500 company in the United States that is global, Coca-Cola. People in Liberia, you know, these people that speak against Cummings, that say these lies about Cummings, Mr. Cummings, say, oh, that Coca-Cola, man, he's selling Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola? Do you know what you're talking about when it comes to Coca-Cola? Come on. Coca-Cola is one of the biggest companies worldwide, dealing with billions of dollars. And this man worked his way up to one of the highest positions in Coca-Cola, in this corporation. That's the name of it, Coca-Cola, but it's a corporation. He worked his way up. Honestly, hardworking, he worked his way up. Made himself proud by God's grace, because he didn't do it all by himself. He's a Christian also, through his spiritual upbringing too, and his interest in having a good life and being able to make a substantial contribution to life as a whole. You know, he honestly worked his way up and earned his way. You know, I say to Liberian youth, Mr. Cummings is a man that the Liberian youth can look at as a role model to show them that any one of them can reach that high, can reach that far. Mr. Cummings is a very good example to Liberia and to Liberians, and a good representation of Liberia to the world, a good representation of all Liberians to the world. When people say Mr. Cummings is clean, people insinuate, oh, what can I claim, man? Look, let me tell you something, man. Mr. Cummings is clean. And we should be proud that we can have a Liberian that excels at that level and has achieved what he has and is still achieving and accomplishing. We must be proud of him as, you know, as human beings. And must be proud of him as Liberians. Don't try to degrade this man. Don't try to tarnish his reputation falsely. This man worked hard to earn what he has and to have this reputation that he has built. So Liberians, don't call him a stranger. He's no more a stranger. He was never a stranger. Are you going to call all Liberians that fled Liberia during the war, all those that fled Liberia during the war for a better life, you know, for peace and a way to be able to earn and establish and return to their country and contribute? Come on. You must be proud of Mr. Cummings, young Liberians. I'm speaking to you all. You must be proud of Mr. Cummings. Mr. Cummings is interested in your future. Your future. Because he has made his. He has a philanthropic organization that you know has been doing a lot of good in Liberia and is still doing a lot of good. Mr. Alexander Cummings and Mrs. Teresa Cummings. That couple, after Mr. Cummings retired from Coca-Cola, and was given
was given his earnings. Mr. Cummins and Mrs. Cummins have decided, well, let's, sweetheart, come on, let's go live our life now. We, you know, let's go live our life. We've worked hard, you know, all these years. We've earned, you know, more than we can spend. Come on, let's go live our lives in paradise and enjoy ourselves and don't worry about anything or anybody. They could have been that selfish and they could have done that. But Mr. Cummins and Mrs. Cummins, Mr. and Mrs. Cummins, Mr. Alexander Cummins and Mrs. Teresa Cummins did not decide to do that. They decided on the most honorable thing to do. It was desirable for them. It's something they wanted to do, Liberian people. It was in their heart, burning in their heart to do. To form an organization, give back to Liberia and to Liberians. To help make the lives of Liberians better. And other people around the world, in other countries. Mr. Cummins and his wife decided that no, we're not going to live on an island somewhere and enjoy our money. We're not going to live on an island somewhere and forget about everybody and don't worry about the complaints or the problems of people of the world. They didn't think about isolating themselves in their wealth. No. They didn't think about, you know, staying by themselves somewhere far and enjoying all the money they had, Liberian people. No. Mr. and Mrs. Cummins are not that selfish. They are not selfish at all. They decided to bring their wealth to They decided to take their wealth to Liberia, their homeland, their birthland, their mother's land, their father's land, where they lived, where they were born, where they went to school early days. They decided to go back home and help their country and their people, Mr. and Mrs. Cummins. What a noble thing to do. What an honorable thing to do. Now, Liberian people, Liberian youth, that's a Liberian to be proud of anywhere in the world. If you are sitting in a gathering, there's a conversation where other nationals are talking about their nationals, how they have made vast contribution to mankind, to their country. That's a man you, Liberian youth, can be proud of and boast of him as a role model. Don't hate him. You know? Don't hate him. Don't push him away. Cummins, Mr. Cummins from nowhere. I tell you the truth. I don't know Mr. Cummins from nowhere. I heard about Mr. Cummins during the time he ran the first time. We were doing our programming during the Ellen time, all the way up to the elections when Mr. Cummins ran. And how Mr. Cummins was insulted, belittled, you know, falsely accused, called a stranger, a man from, you know, in his own country, his birth country, is being called a stranger. Do you know how that hurts? So are you going to call all other Liberians and their children that escaped the war and decide to go back home and maybe engage the same way Mr. Cummins decided to engage? Are you going to call them stranger too? Is this what Liberians are going to result to? Is this how Liberians are going to be? Liberian people, this is serious. There was a lie told on Mr. Alexander B. Cummings. I don't know this man from nowhere. But I did my due diligence because when I saw him in Liberian politics, I decided to investigate him, research him. You know, it's like when you see somebody, you're like, damn, who this guy? Da-di-da-di-da. Okay, I'm going to check him out. I'm going to see if this guy is legit, if he's real. I'm going to find out who he is. And if there's anything about him that, you know, the people needs to know, I want to find it out. And I researched Mr. Cummings. And furthermore, he was a Liberian. Very interesting. Just a capture of the title of, you know, the story I saw. Accomplished Liberian. Worked in the excelled in the corporate world to vice presidency of a Fortune 500 company, Coca-Cola. Wow. I was like, man, I need to check this guy up. Find out who he is. And when I checked him out, I was impressed. Very impressed. I was like, wow. This guy has a bio and a resume that you can't disagree with. You can't fault. I mean, this guy worked his way to school and in the workforce. And I became proud of this guy, Mr. Cummings. And Liberian people need to know about Mr. Cummings. The story is there about Mr. Cummings. Why you go around insulting a man, falsely accusing a man that is a good man? You know, the devil in the midst, those who want to keep the Liberian people down, want to keep corrupting the Liberian system, want to keep stealing the Liberian people money, wants to keep the Liberian people in poverty, don't want to bring no productivity to Liberia. Those are the people that are fooling you to think of Mr. Cummings as a criminal or as a stranger, because they are afraid of Mr. Cummings. Mr. Cummings is not God. He's just a normal Liberian who has the skills, competency, the ability, the qualification to do the job of the Liberian people as a president and make the necessary changes that needs to be made in Liberia, in the lives of the Liberian people. Liberia needs a drastic change. Liberia needs a drastic change towards prosperity. Liberia is declining. Liberian people will go, Liberia is going backwards, not forward. And you need a leader that would take Liberia forward. This is no joke. You just heard a foreigner just told you that Liberia is a dirty place. Like not Liberia, but the capital of Liberia, Monrovia, is one of the dirtiest capital in Africa. I mean, in the world, you know. And you people got angry. Why he's saying that? He's saying that because it's the reality. And sometimes you need to be told the reality to wake up. You need to wake up. Liberia is going nowhere. Dead Liberia is going behind. It's declining. And Liberia used to be an industrial country before. In the late 60s, during the 60s, going to the 70s, towards the 80s, Liberia used to be an industrial country. Where are we today? There's no real investment going into Liberia because of why? Because of the corrupt system of governance in Liberia. Period. Because of the corrupt system of governance in Liberia. And former Vice President Joseph Newman Boyka served as Vice President for 12 years. 12 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 years in one of the most corrupt governments in Liberia. Headed by the former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. And you might wonder, and you need to think about it, why did Ellen Johnson Sirleaf keep Joseph Newman Boyka for 12 years? Ding, ding. Why? Ask yourself. Why up till now, former Vice President Joseph Newman Boyka has nothing negative to say about former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, knowing, and it's known by the Liberian people, that she ran one of the most corrupt governments. Then as an educated man, he would go and make that kind of analogy of himself, that he was a race car parked in the garage for 12 years, covered up, brand new, and just waiting to get on the track. And for 12 years, he sat there waiting to get on the track. That's the analogy he used on himself. Now, let me ask you, if you made a car today, 12 years from now, the cars that will be made 12 years from now, you think your car you made today can compare with them, the cars that are made 12 years from now? No, not at all. The sophistication, the technology, all of that, no way. You are obsolete right now. All your functionality is no more. So, why would you make that kind of analogy of yourself? So if you sat there for 12 years and did nothing and got paid, why would you want the Liberian people to give you another 6 years to do what? What you didn't do for 12 years? Liberian people, don't sit there and say the vice president can't do nothing. Vice president has the second position in the government. If anything happens to the president, the vice president takes over the country as president. And furthermore, he or she is second in command. He gets paid by the taxpayer money. He gets the benefits, everything, the security, everything, he and his family. Plus, he is the aide to the president. There are lots of things the vice president can suggest to the president, can bring before the president. Their projects, he or she can encourage the president to carry out. The vice president is not a position to just sit there. Don't let nobody tell you that. The most honorable thing Mr. Joseph Newman Boyka can do now, former vice president, is to retire and turn the baton over to Mr. Alexander Cummings. The most competent amongst you all to handle this position that is clean of corruption, clean of criminality, because look, Liberian people, don't forget, Mr. Cummings endorsed the War and Economic Crime Court. Then that's one thing they are afraid of also. Why are you afraid? Because you've been looting the resources, the finances of the country. Now you're afraid of investigation and prosecution. You shouldn't be. If you had only done the right thing, you wouldn't be. Now here's the situation with the framework. They are accusing an innocent man of altering, of changing the framework. And the truth has surfaced. Mr. Cummings is innocent, completely innocent. Completely innocent. And they know it. The plot has failed. Mr. Urey, Senator Yomli Kanga, former Vice President Boyka, and your media specialist, Costa, who continuously hammered this false allegation against Mr. Cummings on his media platform. Let me speak to the members of the COP, those who follow their chairman, their leader, Costa, Mr. Henry Costa. The COP was established and became a very influential pressure group. I gave that to Mr. Henry Costa. And those of the members of the COP, the Liberians. A lot of issues were brought out. A lot of issues. And Mr. Costa also on his media platforms. He's known for bringing out, you know, issues, you know, that the Liberian people won't have known of, you know. A lot of relevant issues that he exposed. A lot of corruption he exposed. Mr. Costa spoke of change. He spoke of change. And he will support a candidate that wants to bring genuine change, which is a very good thing that all Liberians should embrace, genuine change for a better Liberia, for a new Liberia, for a greater Liberia, inclusive Liberia. Equal and fair justice for all. Equal opportunities. You know. But instead they falsely accused Mr. Cummings. Now it's alleged that they are trying to break up the CPP. But here's the issue. Mr. Cummings did pledge to staying in the CPP, and nothing or no one will drive him out of the CPP. He's obligated to the collaboration. And there are rules in exiting the CPP as a member. There are rules. And there are hard rules to live by if you choose that path. But that shouldn't be the path. That shouldn't even be the slightest idea. Because here's the question. Why did you come together in the first place? Let me say again to Urey, Yomli, and Boyka. There's the saying out there amongst the Liberian people too, and the Liberian people know it. They said that Mr. Cummings should not have joined this collaboration because of members that are tainted. tainted with alleged corruption, tainted with accusations against the Liberian people, crime against the Liberian people, against Liberia. So Liberian people are saying that Mr. Cummins shouldn't have a line with these people in this collaboration because he is clean and he shouldn't have mixed with the bad apples. Well, here is it. Mr. Cummins took a chance, not on behalf of these people, but because of the Liberian voters, that being a part of this, we gave him the attention of the entire Liberian voters, gave him their ears to listen to his platform and his intention for Liberia and the Liberian people, and to see that he's able to work together with people based on values and principles, transparency, integrity, and honesty. Those are the values of Mr. Cummins. And Mr. Cummins said it, and he always says it, that even though we're part of an organization, there will be fights. We'll disagree. We'll argue on issues because we see it differently. Some might want to stay with the old order, and I might not, as Mr. Cummins said, and I don't want to. Mr. Cummins spoke of complete change, a government without the tolerance of corruption. These are the things. These are the old order of the day, the old orders of the day that Mr. Cummins wants to change. And there are Liberians that are against this change. It threatens their bank accounts. It threatens their influences. So, Liberians, don't just listen to people making noise and trying to convince you or sway you in their way, trying to convince you to follow their idea. If their idea does not have anything in there of a better life for you, if their idea is not about your interest, don't follow them, Liberian people. And you should know some of them by now. They have been there for years. Like former Vice President Boyka, he has been there for years. Some say 40-something. He says 20-something. But however, where is the meaningful development? Where is the substantial development or engagement that he has made for the Liberian people or with the Liberian people, that they can look at now and say, these are the things that are sustaining our livelihood, that we are living on, that are making, that are giving us the opportunity to live a fruitful life. What are they? Nothing. Even the 12 years in the Ellen government, he was a parked car in the garage for 12 years. I got nothing against Vice President Boyka, former Vice President Boyka. But there was an allegation made by former Deputy Minister of Information of Liberia, Mr. Eugene Fagon. He was terminated by President George Mani Weah of Liberia. Former Deputy Minister Eugene Fagon alleged that former Vice President Boyka needs to give account of the $30 million agriculture development fund assistance that was given to Liberia by Libya. Now, that is a huge allegation, not just by an ordinary person, but by a person who was privileged to pertinent informations, to secret and important informations as Deputy Minister of Information of Liberia. He was privileged to those informations. And if a deputy minister, a former deputy minister of Liberia, can make that kind of accusation, alleging that Mr. Boyka needs to give account of $30 million that was given by Libya, you know, as an assistance for agriculture development, that is serious. So, Liberian people, you must be able to look at all of these things. You know, Mr. Benny Dayure from the ALP. You know, Senator Yomli Kanga Lawrence. The newspapers in Liberia now are carrying the story that Senator Yomli Kanga Lawrence deceived the Liberian public with the lie against Mr. Alexander Cummings. And there's another paper that says Mr. Alexander Cummings blasted the leaders of the CPP, Mr. Yuri, Senator Kanga, Lawrence Kanga, and former Vice President Boyka, for the false allegation, the lies they told against him, and they need to apologize. Look, why don't you guys do the honorable thing? You know this man is an honorable man, and this man is the best choice to lead Liberia. I'm not worried about him going against George Weah, because as long as he becomes the candidate of the CPP, I know he's going to defeat George Weah. I know that. So the issue here is, who are you going to choose? Don't make the same mistakes you made before. Don't choose a leader based on sympathy or likeness. Don't. You made that mistake already. Don't repeat it. This is time to choose a leader that will take Liberia forward, that will make the lives of every Liberians better, that will change the trajectory of Liberia, that will regain the reputation of Liberia on the international scene. It's a pity that the Liberian leadership, the Liberian government headed by President George Weah, since he took over, was never extended an invitation from the White House, from the President of the United States, which has been, a regular routine for every president. You know, Charles Taylor is a different issue, so let's not discuss him. But that implication speaks volume. Is a problem. You need a credible man now. You need a man that knows leadership, that knows administration, that knows accountability, that is transparent, that has integrity, that is honest, that desires the well-being of all Liberians, that knows that Liberia without true justice can never prevail, that knows that Liberia must be able to protect her borders and protect her people, her citizenry. You know, these are the issues, Liberian people, you need to start thinking about. Don't be fooled by the noisemakers that come out there and try to make Mr. Alexander Cummings look as if he's the worst person, or he's a bad man or a criminal. none of those. Liberians should be proud that we, you know, Liberians have a man that they can call amongst other Africans and boast of him as a role model, Mr. Alexander Cummings. A man that rose to one of the highest levels in the corporate world and has been awarded, you know. Look, this man is not a stranger. This man is a born Liberian. He played blade and marble in the sand like every other Liberian. He went to school in Liberia like any other Liberian. He worked his way, because he had an interest. He had an ambition. This man was thinking years ahead. Now, what can I do for myself to be able tomorrow to contribute to my country and my people and make a change in my country and the lives of my people? What can I do? How can I return to Liberia with something that can make a great change, that can help my Liberian people? And this is what the man did. Gained his honest education, worked hard, went abroad, you know, got his higher education, worked his way from the bottom. He didn't just go to the top. He worked his way from the bottom all the way to the top, honestly. And rose to the level of vice president of a Fortune 500 company that is global. This man knows the administration. He knows what it takes to run these big corporations that deals with billions, trillions of dollars, that deals with millions of billions of people, because it's worldwide. Yeah, you got these negative Liberians that will come on and say, oh, you're going to sell Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, that's the name. But you know what Coca-Cola represents? They are one of the biggest in the world. And Mr. Cummings worked his way to the top. And look at what happened before this, or during this whole saga, when the ALP leader, Mr. Benny Nayuri, was caught on the mic. Be afraid of the mic. He was caught on the mic discussing Mr. Cummings after he had just gotten through with a meeting with Mr. Cummings. He was there gossiping, discussing Mr. Cummings with somebody else on the phone, and didn't even know he was being recorded. Now, what kind of credibility is that? You have a meeting with your colleague, a fellow leader of another political party. Then you go out after the meeting and go and discuss him, go and gossip about him. Not just gossip about him, but about his finances. Very interesting. Mr. Benny Ayure of the ALP, the same propagator of the lie that Mr. Cummings altered the framework document. Come on, Mr. Ayure. You are a millionaire. Why are you worried about Mr. Cummings' millions that he got honestly, that he worked for, that we can be proud of him for? Why are you discussing him? Why are you worried about his money? You know, it shows a very dishonest character with no credibility. So the plot failed, Liberian people. The plot against Mr. Cummings failed. And the truth out there is Mr. Cummings is innocent, completely innocent. Whatever legal changes that were made to the document was made by the lawyers, and there was nothing changed in the framework, nothing at all. The only thing was extracted from the framework was the clause that said only members of the CPP would be hired by the new government. That was extracted because also Mr. Cummings spoke against it and was against the labor law. So, Liberian people, Mr. Cummings is innocent. Mr. Ure knows it. Senator Yomli Kanga knows it. And Vice President Boyka, former Vice President Boyka, knows it. And the saddening thing about it is that former Vice President Boyka, who should have been the eldest among them, who is the elder among them, who was former Vice President, should have said something to this whole saga. But instead, he sat there quietly and didn't say nothing. So what does that mean? What does that mean? That means he's a part of the accusers, the false accusers. And thank God the truth has submerged, and we all know that Mr. Cummings is innocent. And the Liberian people needs to sit down and understand that Mr. Cummings is a Liberian, a genuine Liberian like any other Liberian. And he deserves everything in Liberia that every other Liberian deserves. And if Mr. Cummings is a good man is the right choice to lead Liberia into prosperity, Liberian people, vote for him. It is your company. Hire him to be the president of your company in Liberia. And if he doesn't deliver in the 6 years or in his first term, what do? You hire another president. That's the process. But this man is the right man. And don't let the people fool you, ladies and gentlemen. Liberians, don't let them fool you. We're gonna keep on in this discussion until the end of this program. But while you sit there, I want to give you some music while you digest what we've already discussed. We're gonna get back to the conversation. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
It's dope music, baby. It's Jordan. Back with another one. Make your body move.
Exactly what she wants. No, work her body just to get whatever. She's the life of the party. She knows how to work everybody. Every time that she comes to town, all the boys they want to know. Every time that she move around, all the boys they want to know. She can make you fall in love. She can make you spend your money. Marco, hey, Marco, she can make you fall in love when she give it to you. Kwenye mchezo ya hatari, yani tamu kasukari, anavyopatika, ananitishisha. Aha, Marco sweet love she's the king. She played the game, she played to me. When she gave it to you,
game over. When she gave it to you, game over. When Marco gave it to you, game over. When she gave it to you, game over. When Marco gave it to you, game over.
Marco say she want to borrow.
Marco say she be Sunny Cole.
Know how to work up, body at it. You know how to get that money at it.
Marco know how to make up what's moving.
Marco,
Marco know how to get what you want, yeah.
Marco, Marco know how to move, yeah. Baby know how to move, yeah.
Every time that she comes to town,
all the boys they want my number.
When she gave it to you,
came over.
When she gave it to you,
came over.
When Marco gave it to you,
came over.
When she gave it to you,
came over.
Game Over by Jody Clark, LIB recording artist. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk
101.3.
Killing our sisters, look there down in Africa, down in Egypt, hey, every person to nature, spreading around the world like wildfire, like a plague. Oh, what's going on? It's a roll call, it's a call to the world, to the leaders of the world. You can't be holding on like that, like it's your own. Nah, we gotta change the system, we gotta change the world. Hey, I'm talking about the new generation coming out. I can feel it in the air.
Ooh, come on, come on.
Are we living in a dangerous world? Dangerous world.
My God.
America's changing the colors from red, white, and blue to red, white, blue, gold, green. The colors of the rainbow, if you know what I mean. Yeah. And where's the United Nations in all this situation? Who's gonna stop the slaughter of the Libyan people? You know what I'm saying? And where are the leaders of Africa? You know they can't even solve the problem in Ivory Coast. How they gonna even solve the problem in Libya? It's a serious situation. I can hear the crowd of the world. What we gonna do? What we gonna do? Are we living in a dangerous world? Political, some say I'm controversial. What do you say? You know the truth and I know the truth. What we gonna do about the truth? Hey, yeah, Obama in a timeout? I don't know, it sounds like a clown out. Yeah, it makes me wonder if G the Bush was around, what would be going on with the crisis around the world right now? Yeah, I know he put Charles Taylor in a lockup. Now there ain't no way he's gonna clock out. Yeah, I want to say to our Christian and Muslim brothers around the world, just love one another, make a better place for our children for tomorrow. Yeah, you know.
Are we living in a dangerous world?
Are we living in a dangerous world?
Dangerous.
dangerous world. Dangerous world.
Are we living in a dangerous world?
Dangerous world. Dangerous world. Dangerous world.
It's 11:27 on the program Let's Talk, and you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. You know, earlier I was discussing, I was trying to speak to the members of the COP, you know, the pressure group headed by Henry Costa. Look, let me say something to the followers of COP. I must congratulate you guys for what all you guys have done, male and female. Just in general, we use the word guys. But, you know, we're proud of you all, accomplishments made by COP along the way with this corrupt and criminal government headed by incompetent George Manning Weir. But here's the situation. It's good to follow a leader. It's good. It's good to follow a leader. Your loyalty is to the truth. It's not to the leader, but to the truth. If the leader deviates from the truth, you must bring him back to the truth. Your loyalty is to the truth and to the interests of the Liberian people, not to an individual. He's the head. He's the head. But here's the situation. As conscientious Liberians, You must be able to make up your own minds. Don't be influenced. You must be able to dissect the issue, analyze it, and come to a conclusion. You must be able to take the issue apart, look at it, and then decide what is right, and then support what is right. You must support the truth, and you must support what is right for Liberia and the Liberian people. So if your leader goes wrong, you must be able to tell your leader he went wrong. Don't continuously support him and be a blind loyalist. You made the same accusation of the seditions, that they are blind loyalists. They follow Weir and his cartel group. Samatwe, the McGill, the Koji, the Nangwe, all of them, the cartel group. You made the accusation that the seditions are blind loyalists. They believe any lie told to them. They will follow anything and agree to it, even if it's wrong. And you are behaving the same way. That's not what it's about. It's about the truth. And you need a leader that will align with the truth, that will always be in favor of the truth and speaking the truth. So this is very important. I know you are committed to your leader, but when your leader goes wrong, don't support the wrong. It's the same thing going on now in the CPT. Liberia will never change if we continue on the same path, always trying to justify the lie and the wrong, always trying to make excuses for the lie and the wrong and the wrongdoers. Liberia cannot continue on this path and make relevant changes. No way. You must do away with that. If he's wrong, he's wrong. Tell him he's wrong. Don't support him. That's what's going on in the CPP right now. The followers of URI, the followers of the ALP, the LP, and the UP don't want to tell their leaders that they are wrong and they lied. All of you should have the right to choose who you support. Don't engage in the block voting. Block voting is wrong. It's just another means of subjecting you to what they want, compromising your freedom. Your freedom is to choose for yourself what you desire, who you desire. Don't let them fool you with this block voting. Block voting is only in their interest against one man, a man who can bring change to Liberia and make the Liberian people's lives better, who can bring jobs, who can make sure that Liberia is electrified again, who can make sure that Liberia has running water again, clean running water, who can make sure that the whole of Liberia, all counties are inclusive with the Montserrado. Every county is relevant. Development is going on everywhere in Liberia. Jobs are created. The salary disparity is changed. Equal pay for job done. Attractive salaries. The reduction of the salaries of government officials. And transition that money into the increment of salaries of civil servants like police officers, immigration officers, the Navy, the military, nurses, doctors, firefighters, all apparatus of government, all government agencies increase their pay because they work hard, and decrease the pay of the senators, the representatives, and those of the cabinet. Because the amount they are being paid, they are living way above their limit. Liberia cannot afford it. The budget cannot afford it. 70-85% of the budget is going to what? Salaries. Nothing is left for human development or infrastructure development. Is that a sound budget? No, it's not. It's a criminal budget. Yeah, Ellen took the budget from $80 million up to $500 million. Yeah, but she included the criminality involved, the high salaries for government officials, leaving nothing for human development or infrastructure development. Senators and representatives do a pay in the thousands. Cabinet ministers in the thousands. While police officers, military officers, nurses and things were paid $150, $200. Are you serious? And you expect to grow? You expect a constructive development in your country? With this kind of disparity, are you serious? This is what Cummings wants to change. The man is an administrator. He knows figures. He knows equality. Liberia cannot grow this way. Liberia continuously declines. The Ellen government should have been held responsible by the George Weah government. They didn't even audit the Ellen government because they render protection to her and her corporates, because they intended to engage in the same thing. Now, Cummings wants to come and change this trend of corrupt business practice, this trend of criminal activities being done by government officials, living large off payers' money while the people themselves suffer. Cummings wants to change that. Mr. Alexander Cummings wants to change that, librarian people. He wants to change that old criminal way and bring in the new order of transparency, accountability, productivity, honesty. These are the things Mr. Cummings wants to bring in for a new Liberia that will lead Liberia into the 21st century, into the technological world. Because we are nowhere. We are behind. Even Sierra Leone have surpassed Liberia. Remember the days when Liberia was ahead of these West African countries. Liberia was looked at by these West African neighbors as a shining beacon to prosperity, an industrial Liberia. But where is Liberia today? Nobody wants to go to Liberia. No serious businessman wants to go to Liberia. No million or billion or trillion dollar business wants to go to Liberia. No accountability. Corrupt justice system needs to change drastically. And you need a leader like Mr. Alexander Cummings to do that. I don't know Mr. Cummings from nowhere, but I feel Mr. Cummings is the right person to lead Liberia. I've looked at his resume. I've read his bio. Mr. Cummings is clean. He's not corrupt. He has no kind of criminality against him. No kind of criminality, and we must be proud of him. And we must give him the chance to lead Liberia, to change Liberia, to give Liberia a chance to grow again, to give Liberians a chance to live a better life, to have hope for a better tomorrow, to be able to take care of their family, to sustain their family, to be able to send their children to school, to have adequate medical facilities, hospitals, ambulances, to have proper education, good educational system that can meet the standard, the international standard again. A government that must be able to work for its people. Liberians, I know it's tough times. Sometimes it's hard to change, but change is necessary. Change is necessary, and you need it. You need the change. Liberia can't keep going the way it's going. And those guys there, the rest of the leaders over there, you know all of them. You know what they can do. You know what they have done and what they haven't. You know them. Don't allow the people to mislead you against Mr. Cummings. Mr. Cummings is a fellow Liberian, like all Liberians, who only wants to do the right thing for his country and his people. Listen to him. Give him the opportunity to speak to you, to share his message with you, a message of hope, a message of wisdom, a message of connection, that you are one people. Liberians, we are one. Don't let them divide us. Don't let them divide us. CPP got together for voters to be able to come together to vote for one person against the corrupt government headed by George Weah. And if those leaders don't want to realize it, the members of all those parties, the partisans of the Unity Party, the Liberty Party, the All-Liberian Party, join together with the members of the ANC Party and elect a true leader, not a dictator, not a ruler, but somebody that will lead you to prosperity. Elect, stay together, you voters, and choose a true leader, Mr. Alexander B. Cummings, who can deliver on what he promised to you, on all that he's promising. Mr. Cummings is a man of his word, a man with integrity. And they say behind every successful man, what is the saying? Behind every successful man is what? It's a strong woman. And Mrs. Teresa Cummings will make a wonderful first lady for Liberia. Not a first lady like Claire Weah that does not have interest in Liberia or the Liberian people. She's a Jamaican. She's not a Liberian. The naturalization was only done to just close the mouths of the Liberian people against the truth. But she doesn't have the interest of the Liberian people or heart Liberian people. Claire Weah, she does not. There's a problem in a relationship between Claire Weah and President George Weah because of his behavior, because of the president's behavior. He has women all over, girlfriends all around. No morals. Moral turpitude. This President George Weah is disgracing the office of the president. And Claire Weah doesn't care. All she wants is what she can get. The money. The power. And you Liberian people are sitting there, you seditions are sitting there, and you are not benefiting from it. She's taking all of that to Jamaica. What about the gold mine that George Weah and his brother-in-law owns? I don't understand these Liberian people. We have a country that is rich in natural resources. If I was president of Liberia, I would let the Minister of Lands and Mines survey Liberia and find these gold deposits, these huge gold deposits, and let the government mine these gold deposits and put them in the Liberian gold reserve. Put these things in the Liberian gold reserve for the country and the Liberian people. But instead, you are looting the country of these things. How do we expect Liberia to become a prosperous country and a developed country? All these resources. We need a visionary. And I like what Mr. Cummings said. Liberia needs to price their resources exactly of its value, not to devalue it. To value them on the market according to its value. But because of corruption, all these things are going on. And the Liberian people and Liberia is left to decline. But what I have to say to you Liberians, Liberian people, I'm going to be back here next week, same time, same station, and we're going to have this conversation again because it's very important. It's very important that you choose the rightful leader to lead you, to lead Liberia into prosperity, to give you all a better future, your children, your great-great-grandchildren, to have a better future, a better country to call home. So join me same time, same station next week. Your host, Bismarck, right here on Let's Talk, Radio Talk 101.3. Discuss the issues. And it's very important, Liberian people. It's very important. Do your homework. Do your homework and choose the right leader. Mr. Cummings is the right leader for Liberia. And before I leave, let me say hi to Andreas, a dedicated listener to our Radio Talk 101.3, and all our listeners out there worldwide. We want to thank you for being part of our family, for sticking with us. We want to thank you for your love, and we want to say we love you too. And we appreciate you. We appreciate your love and your dedication to us. And we'll keep bringing you all the pertinent issues concerning the saga in Liberia and issues around the world. You know, it's COVID time. Like I always say, we love you, but Jesus loves you more. He loves you the best. Be careful out there. Love your neighbor as yourself. And keep safe. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's 11:50. And we've had a good time with you all. We've been discussing the issues. And I hope you all have taken something from what we've been discussing that should benefit you tomorrow or benefit Liberia tomorrow. I owe you the truth and nothing but the truth. And Liberia needs the best and nothing but the best. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. So what's up to Isavai Tukba? What's up to Mr. and Mrs. Cummins? What's up to the people of Liberia? And what's up to the people of the world? We love you. Have a blessed and wonderful Saturday. Yeah. It's TGIS. It's Thank God It's Saturday. Yeah. It's Bismarck here, wishing you a blessed and wonderful Saturday, you and your family. Keep safe, and join us same time, same station, Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck, right here. Until we see you again, same time, same station, this is Bismarck. Yeah.
I was living for the world and losing my soul. I was living for the world and losing my soul. take my life.
Here on Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah, this is Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. Yeah.
Good old Lord, I don't know where we would be, you know.
Cause I can see and I can't believe. No, fighting wars for what belongs to us all. Who made you judge and jury?
Who gave you right to the fury?
Are you serious? 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 Are you serious?
I wanna know if you're serious.
Are you serious?
I wanna know if you're serious.
Are you serious?
I wanna know if you're serious.
Are you serious?
I wanna know if you're serious.
Yeah, man.